Dr. Sabic, getting an office note on patient Juan Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, Juan, J-U-A-N, date of birth, 10-10-1969, date of service, 6-5-2024. Pre-paragraph, the patient is 54-year-old gentleman who presents to my office for opinion on a parapelvic renal cyst. His past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, HIV, and chronic constipation. Past surgical history includes appendectomy in childhood. Allergies, he's allergic to iodine. Social history, patient is divorced, no kids, no smoking, remote alcohol use. He has been clear of alcohol since December 2023. No drug use, he works at the Holocaust Museum. Family history, father died. He had diabetes type 2 and Alzheimer. Mother had uterine cancer and diabetes. Two brothers died from COVID, according to patient, and sister has osteoporosis. Review systems reveals bad headaches more recently. He takes ibuprofen for those. Denied any chest pain, occasional shortness of breath, no heartburn. He does suffer from severe constipation. Also has been having abdominal cramping for the last 4 weeks, relieved by defecation. He describes his stools are as loose and occur every other day. Patient saw GI and scheduled for a colonoscopy. He does have nocturia up to one time at night. He does report foaming of urination. He has strong urinary flow and complete bladder emptying. No leg swelling reported. He does report nighttime snoring and increased daytime sleepiness. No leg swelling reported. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received three shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies. Last one was in 2022. Current medications include atorvastatin, Prescovix, and Descovy, as well as hyoscyamine. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs include the following: blood pressure 112 over 66, heart rate 70, temperature is 98.1, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. General appearance, the patient is in non-acute distress, itchy and pupils around the axial light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, no MSNS2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Correction. Patient has left lower quadrant tenderness on palpation, but no guarding or rebound noted. Extremities, he has varicose veins and non-pitting edema to both lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations are not available to me at this time, except for a renal ultrasound. It shows the following. An abdominal ultrasound shows the following. He has mild diffuse hepatic steatosis and or chronic hepatocellular disease without focal lesions or significant enlargement. He does have benign appearing septated parapelvic left renal cyst. Measuring 2.5 by 2.3 centimeter, with described as thin septation. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan one. Benign. Left parapelvic cyst with thin septation, very low index of suspicion for complex cyst. However, we follow stability and repeat the renal ultrasound in 6 months. Next, chronic constipation with abdominal pain on exam. Continue lactulose. We're going to get a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with only oral contrast, no IV contrast, given allergy to iodine, to rule out a major intra-abdominal process. Period. Paragraph. Next, HIV following with ID. Next, hyperlipidemia currently on statin. Next, fatty liver disease may be related to medications. Patient will benefit from weight loss, 10% of his body weight. We're going to do a general screening and see patient back in 2 weeks to discuss further options and recommendations and report. Thanks.